Well, here we go again. It's the news, according to me. Hello and welcome once again to the news, according to me. This is the news, according to me. Not according to you, it's according to me. It's March 24th, 2021, and the fun just never ends. It's a good day today. Every day is a good day as long as it's a day. It's as good as long as the day is long. Something like that. I don't know. I'm just making this stuff up as I go. I make up all kinds of new sayings that we can use as sayings that we'll use forever in the history of mankind, because this is the show that influences the entire world. I'm trying to keep from laughing. Actually, I'm not really trying that hard because it's just not that funny. So I have some sweet tea here. I had made some hot water earlier. I'm going to drink some hot tea, which I really could use right now. But I don't dare push that pause button, because one of the fantastic things about this program is that it's recorded without edits. And it's kind of like a live broadcast that's not live. But at some point, I will get to the point, because there is a point in what I'm saying. But at some point, I'm going to get to the point where I will have live broadcast. I don't know when that point is, or when it will be, or why. Because I really don't know why. Oh, look, I found a caliper. I probably should turn that off. As I spoke earlier today in the morning show, in case you're on, I'm probably going to be posting this on Facebook, but at least the link to this on Facebook and Gab and Parler. I've stopped posting on Twitter. I used to post the link to this on Twitter. I don't know how many people were really following me there, but I just have really grown tired of Twitter. Just the stuff that goes on there, the whole Jack Dorsey thing and everything else that goes along with that. I'm just not even going to go there. So I've stopped doing that. I don't like what Facebook is doing either, for that matter. But I figured that if I can reach some people there that, you know, would otherwise be, you know, whatever. I don't post the show on there. I just post the link to the show, because that way they typically will not answer or listen to an entire show on there, especially the way I start out the first 45 minutes with just nothing but gobbledygook. They'll probably not, you know, they'll just ignore me. They'll listen to 5 minutes of it and they'll just ignore it. Ah, forget that. And then I get into the really juicy stuff at the end. That's why you need to listen to the end, because it's really juicy at the end. Or maybe it isn't. Maybe I'm just, but you'll never know until you get there. Now, will you? So I have some sweet tea here this is homemade sweet tea. This isn't the store-bought stuff. It's done right. Has the right amount of texture, ambiance, the bouquet. It's perfect. And of course, it's got a lot of sugar. That makes a big difference. So I've been working today. I've been working here in my shop. I got a shop. So what I've got here is I've got this studio where I do recording. I'm at the main facility here. And about half of my facility is recording studio stuff and recording, you know, I can do live stream, video live stream, that kind of stuff. I've kind of gotten out of that because they shadow banned me early. YouTube got a hold of me way before shadow banning was a thing, before we even knew it was happening. All I knew was my listenership just dropped off. And I had quite a few subscribers, but just like nobody would watch my show. And I would post it on Facebook, actually post the show. I would post the link to YouTube on my Facebook channel. And I got tons of listeners on there. I got tons of hits and watches on there. But it all of a sudden, on YouTube, it would show that I had nobody clicked on my channel. How does that work? I thought if somebody clicked on a link to the show, that it would show up as a view on YouTube. Apparently, that's not the way it was working for me, which again caused me to kind of question what was going on there. And of course, that's, you know, it's become now pretty obvious as to what's going on there. They were shadow banning me very early on, which is fine, whatever. We'll find other ways. We can work around this stuff. And, you know, it's sad that they want to do that. They want to feel like they have to be the editors now instead of just the platform for people to have open and free discussion. It's not like I'm vulgar or, you know, I might not be the prettiest individual in the world, but, you know, not, you know, I don't know if I've ever made anybody throw up looking at me. So, like, but I don't know. So, so now I just do this podcast thing and it seemed to be working out okay. Building an audience, working on that all over the world. Let's take a look here, Joe. Hey, Bob over there in the technical department, Bob and Joe over there. Let's take a look at the geographic statistics. See how things are going here. We have, oh my. We now have a couple others. We have Peru, Chile, or Chile, however they pronounce that down there. Just Nigeria is the only African country that's on there. Still nobody from New Zealand. I don't understand that at all. And of course, you know, let's go down the list of things here, guys. This is usually a little bit more telling. This is in order of listens, top 10. This is the top 10 listens. United States, of course. We've got Germany is number 2. Canada is number 3. I'm kind of surprised about that. Russia, of all places. Ireland, Nigeria, Finland. Now, I've been to Nigeria, so maybe they remember me from there. That's probably why, because I have a big fan base there. Because I lived there back in about 30 years ago. I was there for a little while. Not that long. I wouldn't say I lived there. That's probably going too far. Finland, of course, Finland. Singapore. Okay. France, Sweden. And I'm not, you know, I'm just going to go to the top 10 because I have to probably load more. How do I do this? Load more. Okay, load some more. Finland, Singapore, France. Sweden. The United Kingdom, of course, Matt, which I'm surprised there's not more in the United Kingdom, but that's, you know, because they speak English there, but maybe that's why. Macedonia, Italy, Australia, Romania. Let's see if we can load some more here. Indonesia, Taiwan, Netherlands, Costa Rica, Iran. I'll load some more. I'll just keep loading them out here. Venezuela, Peru, Chile, Norway. Load more. It's thinking. That's all it's going to do. It's not doing anything more. That's probably it. So we're in all those countries as a podcast, which is, you know, that's kind of fun. And most of them don't speak English, which is probably why they listen to this thing. They probably just listen to it and go, well, I wonder what he's... Or maybe they're trying to learn English, and so they're listening to me talk and wondering what in the world I'm saying. Maybe my English is so bad that I sound like I'm speaking a different language, and they think I'm actually saying something in their language. I don't know. It could be. Anything's possible. And what's interesting also is that some of the most recent shows are in the top listened to shows. In other words, you know, typically when you start a show, when you start a channel like this, it's like episode number. What is this? Episode number 118 is already in the top. What is that? Top 12? Top whatever that is. Top 13. Top 13 shows. Which means that the The show is growing. And that's basically because new listeners won't necessarily go back and binge listen to all the shows. However, I have to say that some of the early shows were actually more fun. Of course, we were talking about the election and all that stuff. If you want to see the opinions and all the statistics and stuff that I talked about, me and especially Rabbi Rick when he was here, went through all the election stuff and what was happening there. That was, those were some fun times, interesting times there. That's what that was. Yeah. I think we've had a total now, I think we are actually over 130 shows, if I remember correctly, I believe. And most of our people are listening through Parler, believe it or not. Still, that's because a lot of our listeners initially, before Parler was kicked off the first time, was now I should look at some of these others here. We've got Overcast, which is basically the podcast system, is number two. But that the platform that people listened to through was Parler initially. There was a huge number of people there. That was initially until Parler was knocked off. And then now Overcast, Chrome, Apple Podcasts, Firefox, Windows Media Player, Podcasts, Podcast Addict, Safari, Mobile Safari. There's some of those. Those are kind of the top ones. Let's check out Spotify here. It is supposed to be playing on Spotify. The statistics aren't going to come up. Oh, there we go. There it goes. This has got a weird way of algorithm. It's got some kind of weird thing going on here. It's a pretty steady number. This is the last 90 days, I believe. Yeah, it hasn't really increased on Spotify, strangely enough. It's pretty much the same. This is based on per 1,000. What is it? Whatever that is. I don't know what that is. But, obviously, there are some steady, regular clients there, regular customers listening to commercial free. I don't know. Does Spotify play commercials before and after this show? Because if they do, I want to cut. Because I'm getting nothing. I got nothing. Yeah. So you got that going for me, and I just wanted to give you guys a little update on what's going on with the show, and it's been kind of fun. A fun adventure, because I don't think I'm even 90 days into this yet. I think I started, 12, right after Christmas? Something like that, maybe right before that. This has only got till, I don't know. I think it was sometime in December, I believe, possibly. Let's go back to the, I'll go back to the top of the analytics page here. Yeah, it's going to take forever. Anyway. Not that any of you care, but I just thought I'd throw all that stuff in there. Yeah, put out two a day. It's about 60. Yeah, it's about 2 months we've been doing this. Maybe a little over 2 months. Two a day for, and that's just weekdays. Yeah, there's been very few weekend editions. When the election issues were in place and all the stuff was happening around January 6th and all that, I was doing some weekend special stuff because of all the, it was just a heavy news cycle. I was talking about all that stuff. So again, now we are learning more about the shooter out in Boulder, Colorado. And apparently the shooter was also had been known by the FBI. Now here's my question, and this just drives me up a wall. When is the FBI going to do its flipping job? It seems that the only thing they care about now is a political agenda. And is it just me or is anybody else noticing this? This seems to kind of play into the Democrats' hand again. Because now they can talk about gun control. When they found out, it wasn't a white supremacist. This was a Muslim guy. Who was basically a left-wing radical. As Rush would say, a left-wing nut. And No, he if you look at his social media and everything about the guy, he was completely all in the tank for this whole racism stuff. And he was, I guess, he as going through high school, as he's growing up, he was always crying racism. He would even this is all I guess you'd say hearsay. It's all stuff that I've heard about the guy. I don't know if any of it's been substantiated. So this is, I'll put that out there as a disclaimer, because you never know. It's but apparently the people who've been looking at his Facebook pages and all of his social media stuff have said that he's vehemently, and I guess he used this in high school in or maybe college, possibly college, if he went to college, probably didn't go to college. He would threaten people with, you know, I'm going to accuse you of being a racist if you don't go along with my, you know, my plan here, my ideas or whatever. He would use that as leverage to get people to do what he wanted them to do in school. So this guy's been a wacko for a while. Well, I guess, you know, if he saves a Democrat, I guess that's pretty much same thing, I guess. I repeat myself. So of course, as soon as the media finds this out, it goes from being a white supremacist thing to a, well, gun control issue. And now it's all about assault rifles. Now, this guy had, my understanding is he didn't have an assault rifle. He had an AR pistol, which now AR doesn't stand for assault rifle. For those of you who didn't know this, AR stands for Armalite. Now, there are all kinds of knockoffs that are just like the AR-15 style rifle, but they are not AR-15s. And so now they want to ban an assault rifle. Now, this is the thing that, of course, a lot of people ask the question, please define for me what an assault rifle is, what an assault weapons ban is, what an assault weapon is. If I assault you with a knife, is that not an assault weapon? Are we not, is that something, am I missing something here? A rifle that shoots a .223 bullet every time you pull the trigger, and not rapid fire. You don't pull the trigger and it shoots, you know, 1,000 rounds a minute. It shoots one at a time. Which is, again, the whole bump stock thing. That was kind of stupid. Yeah, bump stocks. Oh, what? You have to practice and get good at that. You can bump fire any gun, even without a bump stock, if you get good at it. So don't give me that. The vast majority of these crimes are committed by, with I should say, handguns, not rifles. It's 20 times more likely you're going to have a mass shooting, as they call it, with handguns. That being said, the other issue is here that, there's several issues in this particular event. One is, if this guy walked around in the store and shot only white people, only Caucasians, and passed by. Now, Boulder, Colorado does not have a large minority community. I'll just go there first. It does have a minority community, but not a large minority community. It wouldn't be considered a large minority community. And it's kind of Boulder is kind of a remote city. It's not terribly large, and it's not super easy to get in and out of because of the terrain around Boulder there. I've been there a few times. I've only flown in. But I also, I take that back. I did drive in there once. I have driven in to Boulder. I used to deliver motorhomes because this area where I'm from is the motorhome capital. It's like the Detroit of automobiles. Most of them are made here. And I delivered a motorhome into that area one time. There's a dealer there. At least there used to be. So we have this issue now where this thing is becoming now now one of the things that they said was in 7 days we've had 7 mass shootings. They won't mention the others that happened between the one in Atlanta. Of course, they're calling that also. They're saying, don't tell me that wasn't a racist thing. This guy is using his sexual addiction as an excuse. Okay, so you know the heart of this man, I guess. I guess you've decided what his motive was and why he did everything he did. I guess that's pretty amazing that you can do that. You should work for the FBI, because they don't seem to have a clue as to what people are doing. And speaking of the FBI, this whole thing with this guy out in Boulder, apparently he had been in, I guess he was associated with someone else who actually was causing problems. So it wasn't just him. It was, him and a friend of his or whatever. And probably more people who were kind of along the same mindset out there, a little bit wacko. And of course, now that's what this is all about now, the AR-15 thing. And you got celebrities, one celebrity, I'm not even going to mention her name because I don't remember what it was, because I don't really care. She, her name is not important, at least to me. She said something about she feels held hostage because people have AR-15s. This is somebody who makes, probably $1 million a year, does whatever she wants. She feels like she's held hostage by the AR-15 crowd. A lot of the mass shootings that happened in that 7 days were not exactly done by what you'd call the white supremacist hillbilly, pickup truck driving folks. In fact, today I just drove my pickup truck today into the office, to the office, because that would do some damage. I do have roll-up doors, by the way. I could drive a vehicle into the building without doing any damage. Well, not too much damage, because you haven't seen the way I drive. But if I were to I drove my pickup truck in today. Now, I'm not the guy who has the flags on the back and all that stuff. There is one right around the corner here, though, who has the big flag, and he has the thin blue line flag, and I think he had a Trump flag on the back, and I don't think he has that on there anymore. But that takes a lot of guts in this neighborhood, because this neighborhood, let's just say it's not as Trump-friendly, I don't think, as most neighborhoods. Now, this is Indiana, and pretty much everybody here, even in the minority community here, is pretty supportive of the Trump administration's stuff. Which I think is still an issue, that this whole voting thing, I believe we have, it's still pretty obvious that we've been ripped off. And speaking of that, have you been watching what's going on still with this Iowa thing? Because they're still moving forward with this. And Nancy Pelosi sounds like, I guess there's some Democrats pulling the reins back, trying to say, no, we shouldn't be doing this. Because you know what it's going to look like. After we have been scolded and scolded about accepting the results of the election the day after the election, on November 4th, all of a sudden, if you didn't accept the election results, you were an insurrectionist. You were an enemy of the state. So they don't like the results that were certified in Iowa of this one congresswoman. She won by 6 votes. And of course, they're going after it now. They're going to try to expel it and overturn it now. And Nancy's all for it. After we were told to sit down and shut up, accept the results. $81 million votes this guy got, supposedly. 81 million. And they're not rubbing that in our faces. I mean, they're not saying, hey, we look at all these votes we got. Look how much support we got. No, they're surrounding themselves with a fence and using the military to protect themselves, because they know it's not true. They know this guy. So So maybe Joe's not that popular. What they're saying is, well, he may not be that popular, but people just hated Trump that much. Don't, just stop. Stop peeing on my leg and tell me it's raining. What did I just say? Stop peeing on my leg and telling me it's raining. So they're doing this thing now with the gun legislation, and they're going to try to push this through. They're going to hammer this through. And I don't see any reason why how they're going to stop it. There are some senators. There are some Democrat senators who are, they're in touchy situations because they are in some fairly purple states. And they are, some of them are even, you know, Second Amendment individuals. But this notion that the mass shootings, as they're called, I think it's anything over 4 or 5 people are killed is considered a mass shooting. They're not talking at all about Detroit and Chicago and LA, the kind of violence that you're seeing there, even Atlanta, New York City. The perpetrators and the victims, they're not talking about it all. Because, you know, they're only mentioning the ones that are palatable and usable for the press. Because the situations on most mass shootings, the other 5 that they're not talking about in between the 2, were just, quite frankly, they are just gang-related violence. They won't talk about those. They like to use the numbers. They won't use the actual stories until you start looking them up. And then they don't even use half of the ones that actually have happened. They don't like to talk about the violence that's happening in these cities because they're run by Democrats. It doesn't fit their little agenda. Now, are the shootings happening because of its Democrat-run city? I don't know. That's unknown. All I know is that, you know, Rudy Giuliani, when he was in New York, he did an amazing job of cleaning things up. Now, it wasn't just him, by the way. He takes all the credit for it, but it actually wasn't him. And nobody knows. There's a little known secret about this. David Wilkerson started the Times Square Church about the same time that all this was going on. The city, the Times Square area, had become just a pool of, it was just a cesspool. And about the time that God called David Wilkerson to go back into New York and start a church again, he did that. Was about the same time that Rudy Giuliani started doing his thing in New York as well. Now, is one, you know, to take the credit over the other one? No, I don't think so. I think it was a combination of the issue, but you'd never hear about David Wilkerson's contribution to what happened in Times Square and the way that New York, you know, that whole area, the ministry that was going on there and the kind of things that were happening and the way it basically restored peace to that area. And it thrived again. However, you know, if Giuliani wants to take credit for it, that's fine, whatever. I'm sure David has passed away, by the way. I don't know if died in kind of a strange car accident. I'm not saying not like conspiracy theory, strange thing, just a very minor car accident, but he died and passed away. And I miss the guy. Leonard Ravenhill's another guy I really miss a lot. When I found out that Leonard had passed away, I was probably That was a pretty tough day, actually. So we have, you know, all this stuff goes on with the media and the way they want to portray all this stuff. And now they want to try to bring this. And of course, this is going to be the political football of the age right now, the day, while they're also doing all these other things. And on top of this, there's going to be this $3 trillion stimulus package that has they're saying it has $600 billion in it for green technologies and taking us into the future. This, and like I said, this is the primer. This is the catalyst, if you will, or the primer for the Green New Deal altogether. Now, the Green New Deal has been estimated now to be anywhere between $57 trillion and $92 trillion. To get it all in place. And it's very questionable as to whether or not it will actually even work. There are some other countries that have tried to go completely green. And these are countries that have a lot of like geothermal and all kinds of other things. They have all kinds of other issues, you know, things that they can do. They have dams. They have all kinds of other options to green technology. And they're not nearly as widespread as our country is, as far as just geographic, you know, the contiguous U.S. in terms of how big it is. They have tried to do this, and it has failed miserably in most every situation. If we just would use the fossil fuel that we have to get us there, because as the technology increases, you know, our product, our consumer goods are going down in power consumption. Air conditioning systems are more efficient. Heating and cooling systems more efficient. Our computers are more efficient. Our lights use less power. Appliances use less power. And it's just a matter of, you know, getting us through this. Is if we just don't try to force it and just let the market do its thing. Because as the market becomes palatable and as it becomes usable, as the technology improves, people will move that direction. People don't want to just, most people don't want to just have, you know, be, or most people are concerned about the environment. They want to be environmentally friendly. And they act like we're just a bunch of, you know, stupid Americans who just want to pollute everything. That's not who we are. But they want to tell us that's who we are. We're a bunch of racist, pickup driving hillbillies. I'm not sure you can even use the term hillbilly anymore. I think it's offensive to hillbillies. But, you know, I can say, well, I identify as a hillbilly, therefore I can call myself one. There you go. I'll just do that. So now we want to spend $3 trillion on a bunch of crazy programs. And again, this is another payoff. Think about this. They got $5 trillion now that's going to be flowing around to all these different organizations and people and the foundations and every place else is going to go. This is going to fund them into the future. And what we're going to find here is that the money to all the NGOs, the non-government organizations that are going to pick up on all this money, you will see a deluge. And this is what they're doing. They're pushing all this. And just to be as brazen as they are about taking away, about having Congress go after this congressional seat, they already control Congress. But they want to get one back because they lost a lot of them last election. Which again, let's talk about that in the election process. This is just another telltale sign that Trump didn't lose. The House was expected to pick up seats. The Senate was expected to be close, actually. But the House was expected to pick up seats. They're already in the majority. They lost seats. And then, of course, in the one state where there was supposed to be a victory, two Republicans there both lost in the runoffs. Right in front of our eyes, they did exactly the same thing. They got away with it in the presidential thing, so they did it again. If you were watching the election, it was exactly the same thing. They shut it down. Oh, we got a problem. Oh, we have to reboot the machines. Same exact thing. Same exact thing. And it's been very disturbing to watch what's going on, because they've become so brazen with this whole thing. And they can be, because they have the media on their side. They have people 24/7 now talking about how, you know, just all the different talking points, putting the agenda out there, and people are just apparently are just eating it up. Now, I know that the CNN apparently has lost millions of viewers, and they're a little concerned about that. They don't need to be, because there's plenty of money behind it. And speaking of CNN, did you know that, I think, is it Anderson Cooper who works for CNN? Most people don't realize this. The Vanderbilt family. He is a grandson or great-grandson of the main Vanderbilt, who, you know, made all of his millions and billions and funded a lot of things and built, I think he actually funded the building of Grand Central Station. The original Vanderbilt. And that's the kind of money this guy had. And of course, he was a Freemason. We'll talk about that someday. But there were some of the founders that were in at the nation's capital. And it's at some point I want to talk about, maybe on a slow news day, if it ever happens again, I'd like to talk a little about the founding of the nation, whether or not it's a Judeo-Christian nation. It is. I will just put that out there right now. But there are a lot of other influences that happened, and there's a lot of people that would argue that it's not a Judeo-Christian nation, but it actually is. Now, it's certainly not Islam. It's certainly not Hindu. So we'll go there at some point and talk about the influence of the Masonic lodge, not Messianic. Masonic people, the folks there at the Freemasons, and all the stuff that was going on there. Now, George Washington was a Freemason. However, one thing that's never talked about much about him is in his later years, he served several terms. He was president for a long time. And in his later years, especially as he was, his health was failing, he did very little. He basically disavowed the Freemasons at some point in the last couple of years of his life. And there was the Freemason thing was kind of a, it kind of depends on the chapter that you're in and that kind of thing as to how, what they do and how they were, it's kind of like Rotary Club and all that stuff. It's just kind of depends on the chapter you get into as to how. I have never been a member of one of those organizations. I just have never felt like it's a part of the church. So I've never been a part of that. I was in Boy Scouts. I've been a member. I'm in a union. So I don't know. I don't know that it's necessarily bad. I just have never felt motivated at all to join an organization like that. I give to organizations that do things that are good, but I'm not going to participate in that. So there you go. That's what I got to talk about for today. And I think we need to continue to watch and pray. We also need to watch what's going on with the whole thing, the way they are just pushing stuff through. Like I said, this has been less than 3 months now. We're just over 2 months that the administration's been in place. And it has been a stampede of bills and spending money, political agendas, vilification of anyone on the right, the whole thing of, you know, you get the tidal wave, the tsunami of the media, the technocracy with the social media thugs, call them bullies. I'm talking about the people who own social media. They're the ones doing the bullying now. You know, the cancel culture stuff, all the stuff, and the brazenness of the politicians. It's an interesting time to see how this is all going to unfold. Now, if you read Revelation, in fact, not just even Revelation, if you read anything about in Scripture at all, and listen to what Rabbi Shaul or the Apostle Paul, what he wrote to the churches concerning the latter days and concerning how people will be. None of this should come as a surprise. It's just amazing, though, I think, when we see it actually manifest. And it's easy to get frustrated. It's easy to get feel isolated and alone. But fear not. He has overcome the world, and we're a part of his family. Does that mean we sit around and do nothing? No. It means you should start a podcast and start talking about all this stuff. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe so. Maybe you can find a way to fight back. A creative way to, you know, get out there and speak the truth. So, I guess that's all I'm going to have to say for the show today. I just don't have a whole lot more to say. Because of the puppies, it's about time for them to eat. I feed them at 6 o'clock, and it's almost 6 o'clock now, so I'm going to be working on that. I will be posting the show tonight to Facebook and Gab and Parler and all that stuff. If you don't always catch the show, if that's the only place you're listening to the show, you may want to go to Apple Podcasts or to what's the other one? Yeah, there's several other places where you can get podcasts and subscribe to a podcast server. You'll get the RSS feed and you'll be able to subscribe that way and get notified that it's coming out. You can go to Castos as well. Castos, Castos, and subscribe there as well. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great night.